This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers. All hail the saviors of upstate morning radio.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Oh, have I got a story for you.
Meow.
Meow.
It's a diarrhea story,
Meat.
You said, right? Meow.
No. This is a story about a man named Arthur. No relation to my brother.
Arthur the great
Posey.
Chili competition winner.
Yes, he is. 30-year-old Arthur, he is accused of threatening to blow up a Willie's Chicken Shack Tuesday night in New Orleans. Yeah, but the problem is, his story didn't check out with the employees. And he has another story. He told a male employee that he was going to blow the bathroom up, according to what he told the police.
Oh, boy.
You know what that means. There was a problem brewing down below.
Oh, man. We're all going to end up in the custody of Homeland Security at some point.
Well, we had a member of the Secret Service show up at the 28-hour show. Now I know why.
The deputy director of. What are you talking about?
Oh, well.
What's up, Tommy?
See, this is where according to the warrant, there's two different stories. The restaurant manager says that Posey went into the restaurant and approached the food prep area, but he didn't say that he was going to blow up the bathroom. He said he had a bomb, and he
Which is it, then?
Well, I believe what the restaurant manager said.
Why? He was going to put it side arbitrarily?
No, because it wasn't in the bathroom. He said he was going to put it under the middle table of the restaurant, close to the front door, according to the warrant. And then he, Mr. Arthur, told the police that it was just a mistake that he said he was going to blow up the bathroom.
So he really told them that he was going to, he had a bomb.
He really had a bomb.
But then when the cops came, he's like, man.
I'm
talking about going to the Degamondo dump.
Yeah. So there's two different stories. That's why he got arrested. He was wearing a green hat, blue jacket, blue pants, and he was carrying a white plastic bag, according to the officer and the warrant.
Wait, so he went to the bathroom in a plastic bag?
No,
I've done that before.
He ever went to the bathroom. He went in there and asked them when they were going to close, and then they called the cops saying this guy's threatening to blow up the place. They got there, and he said, no, I just had to use the bathroom.
When I was in the hospital 2 weeks ago, they have this great thing at the Bon Secours. Well, I'm giving them plugs because I'm hoping they give me some discounts. They have these things. It looks like
something. Like you were at the arena.
I know. When they got there, charging station.
They're all in. They're all together, and they have these things, little ice packs. Remember the old ones? You'd unscrew the top of the ice pack in, put the ice in, and then screw it back on, put it on your head. Except they're disposable throw up bags. They call it something medically, but anyway, you put your mouth into it and throw up, and it fills it up with puke, and it doesn't
go
everywhere.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah, but they should sell those at Walmart for alcoholics.
Don't airlines have those too?
Yeah,
little paper bags.
They were great. I didn't get it all in my beard like I normally do. I just
you can buy them on Amazon for $12. Well, for 25.
Put it on my wish list, please.
50 cents a piece. You throw up that much?
Yeah, but if you're drinking,
I haven't in years. That's why I ask.
Need like those feed bags that attach to your neck, like
I'm not
horse.
A GD horse page.
You see them feed bags.
If you're gonna throw up like that,
she's just talking about seeing you with your pants off.
No, I didn't. Not at all. Because if you're an alcoholic and you're throwing up, I'm just talking from experience and me getting dry heaves. That's why I don't drink alcohol.
Yeah,
is because it won't stay down. So that's why you need the feed bag, because it's not a one-time thing. You're gonna run back to the bathroom once.
This
you
is
get
really
sick.
Gross, but hopefully. The mental illness guy is still listening. I wonder if somebody's been an alcoholic so bad that they threw up and then drank it again.
God, no.
Probably.
Don't look at me that way. It's a serious question.
It probably so. I would say yes. I remember the dude in Kingpin who asked that funny question that I can't repeat on the radio.
That's Seth Rollins, or not Seth Rollins, Seth
not
Rogen.
About the bowl.
That Seth Rogen movie where he hits a bong and then blows the smoke out and then sucks it back in again. He's like recycling weed smoke.
Yeah,
same thing as a shotgun, right?
I don't think you can do that again. Your stomach won't allow you.
Well,
I remember when we were on the cruise, the booze cruise. Remember when we did that? And I started getting head spins at a bar and told my husband, I need to go to the room.
Yeah.
And I threw up, and there's no chance that I would drink again.
She was on a Segway, and didn't realize it.
Until in the morning. It was awful.
Yeah.
And then he went out and left me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he went to party and go.
He was up on the top deck with us.
Yes, he was.
We'll tie one on.
He did. So, you know.
Send out some smoke signals.
I'm going to strap one on. It's tie one on.
Wait, is this international waters?
Ain't no law here.
I miss it.
Just throw up in the ocean.
Give me a Cuban cigar. Hey, baby. All right.
He loves the Mavericks.
Yeah. All right. So there is a mystery that's been solved with the wombat.
What was the mystery? Why? Is there a wombat man?
Well, the wombat has cubed poop instead of round poop.
What?
So scientists, they kind of put a balloon in the intestines of a wombat to see how a wombat produces cube-shaped poop.
By the way, there is a wombat man.
There's a wombat man?
Yes. And so they realize that unlike other intestines, the wombat has intestines that is not only round, but...
Square?
No. It has a butt square instead of a butthole. It has a butt square.
Should have put the bag on his ass.
There is a place where it is straight, too, and where it's not going to be curved. So that's how it forms a cube.
Wow, it's weird looking. But
as far as...
Is there an attachment I can buy on Amazon? I want to make stars with mine.
But it does have...
like a Play-Doh thing. Like French fries, remember the Burger King version?
Oh, just stick one back there.
The excrement does go out of a round-shaped hole. Just like everybody else.
Well, round peg, square hole. What's up with that?
I know.
Boom.
But square peg, round hole.
It's because of the straight area, and that's how it's formed into a cube.
Why don't you just squat over a creepy crawler mold and then cook it?
You're wondering how that happens.
Cooking in the easy bake oven for boys.
I know.
Cubes.
I would have bought the hell out of that.
And I think that's really cute. That's like an ice cube. That's amazing that a wombat can make something in a square.
O'Shea Jackson's going to go buy a wombat.
You didn't have people freak out over a neon green and purple scorpion that doesn't exist anywhere?
You know, if that was a thing that you could buy where some kind of pill you could take to make your poop certain colors. Yes. And you know what? I know there is because we did it in a headline story.
Glitter capsules, man.
Where you can make glitter in your, they should call it something else that rhymes with that.
Can I get an orange and purple one?
Whatever you want.
No, unless it's in honor of P1 pills.
I'll give you some food coloring, and you can do that at home.
Let's call it dude coloring.
Coloring.
Well, what if ladies want it?
They could do it, too.
They don't do that, so they can't have
person coloring. It doesn't roll off your tongue quite as well, Jim.
Try some blue and then some red and see what happens.
It's like last night, he says, I'm going to excuse myself to the men's room. I said, you mean the person's room?
Oh, yeah.
If I'm going in there, it's the men's room, baby.
If you're going in there and nobody else is for the rest of the night. I turned the TV up louder last night because I felt embarrassed for Jimmy in there.
It sounded like Doc Severinsen
getting his horn ready for the Tonight Show in there.
It's like I was in there arguing with Charlie Brown's teacher.
It's a lot of gunshots in there.
If humans had stretchy parts and stiff parts in our intestines, we'd have cube poop too.
Okay.
That's what we take away from the wombat.
That's some science I would stay awake for. It really is.
Yeah.
What else is going on? Anything?
Well, Katy Perry tops the list. Forbes came out with another list.
What happened to her?
What do you mean, what happened to her?
It just seems like her star has fallen a hair, no?
It does a little bit, right?
Yeah.
I don't hear her name very much anymore. I don't know what she's up to. Is she up to anything?
She's not a bad girl.
No,
what list does she top?
Too wild for Russell Brand. She's pretty crazy.
No, but she did the. She's on the show. Gosh, I just went blank.
What is the blank?
Music
crazy.
Show. American. What is it? Oh my gosh.
Music Awards.
Idol.
Yeah,
Boys,
American Idol.
Oh, okay.
American Idol.
American Voice.
She's doing that now. The remake of that. So she's back on that. She's also releasing music and has other endorsements. So,
that country music show that's on USA with. Shania Twain and Travis Tritt. They're bringing on a special guest next week. Guess who it is?
I don't know.
Winona.
Oh, good.
Up to date Winona.
My God.
It's just going to be Joe Diffie in a wig.
Oh, man.
Is she skinny now?
What?
I'm just saying. You said up to date. I was excited.
It ain't Naomi in a wig. No, it's Winona.
What if she ever, you know, if she got some help and start to look like her mama. She'd be beautiful, too. They both are beautiful.
Paige, how's she going to look like her mama? She's like
a
foot and a half taller than her mama.
I know.
With a different shaped face.
That's a big woman.
I mean, she's wearing a helmet of red hair.
Well, you never know. I thought you said that she looks different.
Yeah. She got a husband named Rooster, if I remember right.
Is that right?
I believe so.
So.
Some animal
Rooster
name.
Judd?
You'd take her name.
He took her name.
My God, yeah. You would have to.
Take my name,
oh,
Rooster.
Boy.
You
By
Judd.
The way, Matt, the thing about if anybody ever threw up and drank it to alcohol.
That was a serious question.
Duff McKagan, apparently.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, bless them.
He used to eat at his buffet back in the day.
Wrote about it in a book, and who knew he could write?
Well, that's a good point.
That's hardcore. I couldn't even. Yeah.
You imagine how many stupid people are writing books now just because of, like, Google Talk and Alexa? They're sitting there just speaking books now.
Yeah.
It's great.
Dictation.
He used a ghostwriter who was a real ghost who died in the 1800s.
No.
I misspoke. His name's not Rooster. It's Cactus.
Oh, Cactus Judd.
Bang, bang.
Well, back to the story with Forbes. Katy Perry, she's earning $20 million for her American Idol reboot on there. And
Take
also,
them for a ride.
Mm-hmm. I know. So she's topping Forbes' list of the highest paid women in music.
God, and here I thought her career was slighted.
No.
Yeah, they give her a lot of money to be on that show.
Who's number two? Kathy Mattea?
Tay-Tay. Taylor Swift brought in $80 million. So
you didn't even have to say Swift, though. That's the thing. She's got Taylor. I mean, she's Taylor.
Yeah.
She's Oprah.
Tay-Tay.
So Katy Perry, $83 million. But she was on the list years before. And Katy Perry brought in $135 million. So, like you said, her star is falling. She's making less money.
Yeah.
But now, third place, Beyonce.
Oh, yeah.
$60 million.
Anybody I would go see in concert on the list?
I thought you liked Beyonce. Fourth place, Pink, $52 million. Lady Gaga.
The
Pink
thing. Is it because she's doing the circus stuff now? Is that what it is?
I just like her.
I think it's just because she's
real.
She's real and she's cool and women identify with her for that.
She's so real with her pink hair and her name is Pink.
No, but I mean just the way she's a good mom, I think.
She just seems like a real human being person.
And she's cut up too.
I think women identify with that. And she's kind of a badass, I guess, too.
Yeah. And you know, be yourself. Don't let people.
Where's Gretchen Wilson on the list?
She's not on the top 10.
Thousand.
No,
the top 10,000.
But you know, next year Lady Gaga will probably go up on the list because of Stars.
Born. Where is she at?
She is at fifth place with $50 million.
So where, if country music is country music, where are the country girls?
Not in the top 10, brother.
No.
Where's Maren Morris?
No.
They're getting taken for a ride by old Big Machine Records, I reckon.
What is that?
It's one of the labels in Nashville, obviously.
Oh,
Big Machine Records.
Is that the new Berry Gordy?
No, it's Scott Borchetta runs it.
Oh,
they're
I love his cheese.
Responsible for all the fake country we hate so much.
Are they really?
Yes, they are.
Are they responsible for the fake NASCAR drivers, too?
No.
George Soros.
Yeah, and so you said country, and I thought, well, Taylor Swift is on there, but she's not really country anymore.
Rupert Murdoch runs NASCAR.
Britney Spears. I know one person likes old Britney.
Hey, Matt likes her, too.
Yeah,
we both are fans.
I love her.
We both own T-shirts.
We both got Britney shirts.
Yeah. So she's at 10th place, brought in $30 million.
I'll be dabbling.
You know, and I don't know if she's still in Las Vegas, but I always wanted to go see her show.
If she was, would you go?
Absolutely.
You would not.
I would.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to Nashville this weekend, and there's nobody at the Opry worth a crap. Like Bill Anderson, the guy used to own Po' Folks.
Yeah. You know what that is? Yeah. Is that most of the people in Nashville, like,
are at home with their families for Thanksgiving.
They're not from Nashville. They just live there now, so they're leaving town this weekend when you're going.
Even Porter Wagner's not there, and he lives there.
I thought he died.
Oh. That makes sense, then.
Well, who would you want to see there?
Joe Diffie?
Okay.
I'm smaller than he is now. It's great.
Big Diff.
Yeah.
Yeah, Porter Wagner died 11 years ago.
Wow.
He died on your birthday 11 years ago.
Oh.
He died in Nashville. He's probably buried there. You go to his grave.
I'll go to his grave then.
There you go.
I bet it's got bedazzled tombstones.
But you know what? You need to go to the smaller clubs there in Nashville, and that's where you're going to have the fun.
For real, if you know anything about Nashville, tell me the inside info, where to go. Not the bullcrap bougie places, but like the hole in the walls.
Yeah.
Go see people play.
I don't want to go see celebrities.
Just go walk around and follow the sound of the music, brother. That's what you do
You're
in Nashville.
You're going to see celebrities getting away from their homes probably at their families.
It's the Golden Corral in Brentwood.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Check it out.
All right, then. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Live to go. Maybe meet OJ as well. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Fat Boy. All right. We'll take a not thank you, Fat Boy. Thank you, Paige. How dare I? We'll take a little break. We have to come back and ruin Nine's morning.
No!
You can't ruin my morning, man.
We're going to ruin Nine's morning and make yours. Pigskin punishment announcement right after this.
Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy. The Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet.
When Matt Man's in the club, he needs to eat. His blood sugar is low from diabetes.
Hey,
and now Matt Man has to put in.
Golly.
He's in his ass with some insulin. Shots, 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 diabetes. Shots, 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 diabetes.
It is good. It is good. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 8:33. Welcome in to the official radio show of Yeah, That Greenville. We got the certificate to prove it. They gave us a magnet we can put on the planet van, too, but...
We got the key to Union.
We got the key to Union?
Mm-hmm.
It's available for trade offers.
It has a residue on it.
Yeah. Matter of fact, why not a... I'll take other keys. My mama collects spoons.
Yeah.
And fountain pens.
That's cool.
You know, old women collect things.
Can she play them?
Play the spoons? No, but the jaw harp really well.
Jesus.
Really well.
We got the key to Union, and we were welcomed to Greenwood one time by Mayor Welborn Adams.
Yeah. And we tried to use the key to Union, and somebody already stole the lock off the door.
Yeah.
No.
So we just walked right in. We love Union.
Union's a fun place. So is Greenwood. I like the Emerald City.
Isn't it fun?
It is, man. They got a nice little downtown and some good bars. You can get P1 Pilsner at Montague's.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because I was about to say, if you want to find out where to get Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, our new beer, you can text the word beer to 72341, and we'll link you to a list that has what was the most up-to-date list.
Yes.
Like, for instance, you can find it in all Ingles except for Columbia, South Carolina.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But I know of two, maybe three locations that have already sold out.
Yeah, it's in a good many Spink stores, in particular the ones with the walk-in beer cooler sections.
Mm-hmm.
It's in a bunch of the hot spots around the upstate. Total Wine had some. Don't know if they still do. Harris Teeter downtown Greenville had some. Don't know if they still do. But it's been about, man. It's been in a lot of places.
Yeah. If you go somewhere that doesn't have it on the menu, ask for it.
Yeah.
Right. Say, I want that Rise Guys beer. I want that P1 Pilsner.
Yeah, some of the newer places with it, Farmhouse Tacos up in TR.
Yeah, for those of you in the craft,
hide out and easily fat bow
in the craft beer world, we're on our fourth batch,
mm-hmm.
So it's selling real well.
Yeah, it is
very crushable. It's the best beer on the planet, Paige.
Yeah. I know, I've had it.
If you would like to see me getting my eyebrows shaved off by Nine last Thursday at the 28-hour show for Toys for Tots, text the word shave, SHAVE. I've seen so many people misspell it. I can't tell anymore if they do it on purpose just to mess with us or not, but I've seen the word
shaves. A lot of shaves.
I've seen the word slave. I've seen the word beard text in. Nothing to do with that. Shave, you'll be able to see Nine shave off my eyebrows because I lost Pigskin Picks last week, spun the wheel of haircuts, and thus lost my eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still gone. They came in real strong the second day, and then now it's just kind of... Can I put Miracle-Gro on them?
Yes.
I've tried castor oil, and nothing yet.
Might work.
You need some vitamin E oil to grow hair, I believe.
Need some white root, I heard.
That'll help. That'll help.
Mane and tail.
Nine lost Pigskin Picks this past week.
I didn't lose as much as the teams I picked lost, all right?
And as always, I asked the P1s, hey, P1s. Help out with an idea if you could. An idea of how to put, because, you know, the P1s know us better than we know ourselves, and they'll say, oh, remember that time when Paige said that she didn't like blankety blank? Or remember when Fatboy said that, you know, if his son did this, how he'd react to it?
Yeah.
You know, all these different things. People remember that.
Yeah, they do.
Like, for instance, this email says, hey, Matt, man, this is P1 Yankee Bubba. How about for Nine's punishment, you give him a pubic hair mustache? Have Fat Boy manscape and then glue it to Jimmy's face. Gross, but funny.
Yeah, I don't think anybody in here wants to go to that extreme with it because then they might lose again in the future.
Plus, you'd have a pencil thin. You know, if you go with somebody else in the room, you look like Tom Selleck.
Come on now. I can't help it.
God bless.
Jeez, I don't, that's what I was talking about, though.
Thank God, Paige.
Just joking.
My gosh.
Yeah. If it was, yeah.
Or Reggie Bush.
A method actor.
What does Joan call for 1970s style grooming habits?
What's going on?
Just kidding.
Wait, if it was Fat Boys, I look like Sam Elliott.
Right. Like a big old handlebar mustache.
Do the buds.
Twisted Todd is like Pippi Longstocking, I heard.
Goodness.
She didn't have a mustache.
What the blank is almond milk.
Stop it.
All these various ideas that people have floated about how to get Jimmy, and I remember that that quote that I paraphrase, and he corrects me every time I paraphrase it, but something to the effect of, there's not too much that I'm scared of or I don't like.
Mm. I said that this year, not 15 years ago.
There's not too much that I'm scared of or not too much that I don't like.
Yeah. Like when Fat Boy was getting whipped, I was kind of jealous of him.
Really?
Slightly, yeah.
Some of that wasn't too bad. The dragon's butt, that hurt.
That was a dragon's tail?
Fist.
Dragon's
fist.
Tail. Dragons don't have fists.
Thumb. They're also not real, so I mean, I guess it's just as far of a reach to have a fist.
They don't have fists. They have tails. Exist. They have tails. That's a dragon's
tail.
By
the way, when Princess Pesticide came by the 28-hour show.
She's going to get you next.
I know. What is her name?
The Enchantress of Cyanide. Anne.
When she came by the 28-hour show, the metal detector kept going on and off when she would come back and forth into the door.
Mm-hmm.
She has a lot of piercings about her face.
Yeah, she does.
I saw what she wanted to do to me. Oh, my goodness.
She got some good aim, too. She's accurate.
Yeah. Except that one shot.
Yeah.
There's not too much that I'm scared of or don't like.
Hmm.
Nine, are you familiar with P1 Bazooka Joe at TLC Motors?
Yeah, I love P1 Bazooka Joe at TLC Motors.
He's
what
did
he
P1,
want to do, cut my arm off?
He wanted to run over your leg with a car.
Oh, what kind of car?
Jesus.
It was that willy-nilly Jeep.
Oh, no, that would break my leg probably.
Willy Wheeler, whatever it was.
Well, Tiny Honey in the passenger side.
He wouldn't want to run over
me. Yeah, it's a guy, by the way.
It is.
So anyway, P1 Bazooka Joe says, I remember something Nine said a while back several times. That because someone, a friend of his, had, you know, dealt with something similar. And Fat Boy, who is the curator and archivist of Rise Guys podcast, pulled some clips.
He's an audiologist, Fat Boy.
He's an audiologist. Thank you. So rather than saying what your punishment is, Nine, why don't we have you tell yourself what your punishment is? Let's go back to this clip from earlier this year.
Yeah, the worst hair a man can have is frosted tips.
Tips, Paige. Tips.
Well.
She's holding her mouth and looking at the dump button. Tips.
Okay.
Like, I'm sorry, Lance Bass. You dye it green, you dye it pink, you dye it blue. Just don't frost the damn tips, man.
Damn.
So I'm getting blue hair or green hair or pink hair?
And you spend the weekend with Lance Bass.
His worst things. He's got money. And we go to space together.
It'll take a lot of it.
Sweet.
He seems very nice. I know. He seems like a nice gentleman.
You know what's funny?
What is funny?
You know what's funny?
At the end of the weekend, I'd be on my way home. I'd go, bye, bye, bye.
What's funny is that, remember on Friday morning of the 28-hour show? Nine had arranged for Gay Timmy to hide in that bear costume.
I didn't arrange that. He showed up in it.
But you
said it was
said,
his idea.
But from a distance, you're like, morning, Matt, man.
I did help, but I didn't arrange it.
That's kind of the way to tell everybody to get in place.
Yeah. I stopped you and gave you the toy that somebody just dropped off for you, and I held you up for about 2 minutes so he could get ready. I did that, but it wasn't my idea.
I think what's going to happen is Lance walks in butt naked and says, who's next? And Nine goes, it's going to be me.
It's going to be me.
Please.
Gay Timmy. Not only dresses as a teddy bear to scare handsome men, but he's also a hairdresser.
He also dresses as a teddy bear to scare you.
Thank you. Joining us tomorrow morning for Pigskin Punishment, Gay Timmy will be coming in to give Nine frosted tips.
I'm going to look so stupid.
Play that first clip again.
Utterly ridiculous.
Yeah, the worst hair a man can have is frosted tips.
What?
I'm going to look like a tool from the late 90s.
Schism. Run your fingers through your hair. You got a lot of pomade in there.
I'm not going to mess it up. I got somewhere to go today.
How much fluff we got on there, though?
I got a couple inches of hair.
Yes.
Oh, on my head, too.
So tomorrow morning, you're going to have frosted tips.
Man, I'm going to look so stupid.
Uh-uh.
I'm going to look so stupid.
Look at me right now.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I mean, crap. I told you, I walked through the house and walked by a mirror and forget and just look in the mirror like, whoa.
I'm going to have frosted tips. You're going to look surprised by it.
Everybody thinks I'm mad now because I don't have eyebrows. They're like, what's wrong? I'm like, nothing. I can't show any emotion without eyebrows,
you're
evidently.
Furrowing your forehead.
Stop frowning.
I'm not.
Hey, what did Nine say when Lance Bass asked him if he could drop his pants and grab his ankles?
Yes.
This I promise you.
That's a Hillary song.
I'm running out of songs.
Yeah, you are. You ain't got many left.
Tomorrow morning, pigskin punishment. Nine, who helped orchestrate the wheel of haircuts for me, will now get a dose of his own medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And only with a guy that you assisted to scare the bejesus out of me come in and do this, but he's going to do something that you think is the worst haircut a man can have.
It really is, man.
That wasn't even on the wheel of haircuts.
No, it was. I wouldn't put it on there because I think it's just mean to do to a grown man to give him frosted tips.
Yes. Tips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. I don't know the answer.
Am I going to look like Guy Fieri? Probably.
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
That's pretty.
Why didn't we say dye the beard black and the hair blonde? That would have been... Okay, we can't go back on it, but regardless. No. How long does that last? Because I don't know. How long does frosted tips last, Paige? How long would that take? A couple months?
Yeah, until you grow it out. I'm kind of I like the heat miser look, but I'm not asking.
What is heat miser?
That's with the orange and pink.
That's from what? Santa Claus is coming to town or one of those.
Yeah, he hung out with the abominable snowman.
His brother was the snow miser.
Yeah. I'm not saying we should.
Lance Bass is the meat miser.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's gonna look rough, man.
Yeah.
I just realized the heat miser looks like Trump.
A little bit.
Hanging out on LeGrand Boulevard with those when you get them.
Oh my goodness.
All right, so tomorrow.
Pleasantburg? Oh, that's where the castle used to be. Okay, I get you now.
It's a storage unit.
Rest in peace.
Castle. Tomorrow morning, barbershop 4.
Now it's 29 South. That's where you go.
Frosted tips, the worst haircut a man can have.
Hmm.
You said it. You said it, pal.
I did, man. Yeah, I did. Pal. It's. I'm going to look stupid. I mean, I already kind of did. I'm going to look stupider.
What are you Googling?
Pictures of Guy Fieri. Yeah. Pictures of Guy Fieri.
Gut Fieri.
Oh,
yeah.
Goodness. What?
Yeah.
Gut Fieri.
Oh, man.
I'm not laughing.
Look like that.
I'm not going to bully
you. I'm going to look like damn dude from Smash Mouth in the 90s.
Hey,
nobody knew his name.
That Frosty Tips.
They called him Smash Mouth, just like people call Hootie Hootie.
I'm not laughing. I'm not going to pick on you because I may lose, and I don't want to have any.
May lose.
We have weeks to go.
You've only lost once.
Before this horrible adventure is over.
We got to pick tomorrow.
Jeez Louise, Christ. Hello. Yes, we do. All right, so Pigskin Punishment tomorrow. It'll be live on Facebook. It'll be live on Instagram. And, of course, on our YouTube channel as well. You'll be able to see Nine with... even say it without laughing.
People are going to get a kick out of me looking like Nick Lachey let himself go.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you look like the other guy, 98 Degrees, that shouldn't have been there.
His brother?
The one that was fat the whole time.
I don't remember him, man. He's the only one I know.
With a crooked goatee. Justin, the fat one with a crooked goatee.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He didn't have frosted tips, though, right?
That was the one that went to rehab. Had the pencil-thin beard.
No, this is a different one.
I see.
Hey, you're thinking of A.J. McLean.
Uh-huh.
That's gay. You know
that's
that.
That's BSB.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get your calls. Maybe your reactions to that punishment. Maybe your reactions to anything that's been on the show today or last week or whenever. Maybe you got your own problems. Anything you want to talk with us about. Open phones, Q&A, 1-800-774-0093. That is 1. That is 800-774-0093. We'd like to talk with you right after this.
Presenting Rock at Work. A 93-minute rock block begins at 10 this morning. Now, more of the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 Planet Rocks.
Yes, sir. Do you realize that this time tomorrow, 9 will have frosted tips?
I'll at least be in the process. I'll have some frosted tips. Maybe not a head full, but some by now.
Nine lost pigskin punishment, or lost pigskin picks, rather. So his punishment this week will be to have Gay Timmy, who was the guy in the bear costume, scared me on the internet, who's a hairdresser.
Doer of hair.
What do you call it now? Hairdresser or beautician?
Stylist.
I thought stylist also was like your clothes also.
He's probably a licensed cosmetologist.
There we go, cosmetologist.
Technical about it.
Yes. But yeah, a cosmetologist sounds like somebody who would go to space.
I'm so glad I have it short on the sides so I can't get it on the sides like Guy Fieri has it. I can just get it on top like a 90s boy band.
What do you mean? We didn't say that it didn't include the beard.
No, nah, Frosted Tips doesn't include the beard.
Oh.
Does it not?
Unless you want your beard in the mix next time.
Let's go to line one. Rose is in. Sorry?
That one said two.
Oh, line two. I'm sorry. P1 yeah. Phil, you buster. And Easley. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, what's happening?
How much? How are you, sir?
Doing good.
Good.
Well, I just wanted to thank all y'all for what you did with the Toys for Tots. I came out, spent a couple hours hanging out. Man, I missed you leaving and getting the shit scared out of you.
Well, listen, you just did it again by saying that bad word. Yeah, well, it's on video, and if you want to see it, just text BEAR, B-E-A-R, to 72341, and you can see me get the crap, let's say the C word, crap. Get
blank scared out of
you. Scared out of me.
I've watched it many times, and it's funny.
It is pretty funny.
You can't, it's not just a one-time.
Well, I've watched you kiss that snake a bunch of times, too.
I'm going to watch that bear video tomorrow with my frosted tips. I'll still laugh at it.
Maybe. You see, he's cute.
What is the process? Does he have to put the little bag on your head?
I think so, man. You just pull some
with
hair
the
out and over and over again.
Uh-huh.
Well, tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock hour, you're going to want to have your Facebook.com/RiseGuys and your Instagram.com/TheRiseGuys. All those different things to watch nine get frosted tips because of his pigskin punishment.
Are you sure you don't want to do Tazeyoki again?
No. What's wrong?
I thought somebody was calling the special hotline. Oh. It's him playing with the gimmick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was that.
Take that from him. He just likes to hit it and it's loud.
He went and got it.
I think it's mine. Yeah, it's mine.
It's his.
I let you use it to tase me with it. I'm a masochist.
If we're sitting in the office, he'll just hit it.
Yeah. Not blind luck.
Like, it's so loud. Like, quit messing with it.
We have to take a break. We'll come back more of the ride. By the way, if you missed the big news yesterday, I've asked Mark to get a promo going for it. He's out of town, but if you haven't heard the big news yet, we're going to tell you all about it next. We're going to Hollywood.
Yeah, we are.
We're going to Hollywood. Or Dollywood One, right after this. Hold on.
Mornings with the Rise Guys.
They're hilarious. I get up every morning to listen to them.
Always listen to them, man. Every morning.
Wake up to them all the time. Listen to them on the way to work.
And 93-minute Rock Blocks all day.
93.3 The Planet. Rocks.